Can you guys hear us now? I see Simon and Orphic Art and Button Monkey and Tassie. Who else is here in our chat room?
Welcome to the world.
And Crow Girl is here.
And oh, nice.
And welcome, everyone. Yay! They got it. They can hear us.
Really?
I'm Halcyon. I'm here with my grandpa Caleb.
That's true. And we're in my cocoon.
That's right. It's a beautiful day.
Oh, man, amazing. It's almost impossible to put into words. Lovely fall day. And the trees, lovely fall day. Lovely spring day.
Spring.
And the trees are getting green outside my cocoon. And I have a beautiful view. And everything is reaching up toward the sun to grow again. Something
really
about nature. It reaches and it takes hold of the power from the sun. And we do too.
Well, I think my first introduction to kind of grown-up spirituality.
Yes.
As opposed to, you know, when you're younger, you hear stories and you hear things, but you don't, at least for me, I didn't really feel it in the same way. But what the thing that actually helped me to feel God's presence in the in the world was gardening.
Gardening, yes, you made all kinds of plants over at your home there.
And seeing,
I was impressed by the fact that you developed a whole new dimension of your life because your family had not been into that.
Right, my grandparents were. Like I can remember zucchinis and
zucchini and squash and all those wonderful things, and picking blackberries and washing.
Yes,
we had a lot of fun. And life has been beautiful.
And composting, you were quite the composter.
I learned how to do it scientifically. And now Jim, your brother, has got his own little compost pit.
That's right.
And he's going to help the vegetables and the trees. Oh, compost, it's a dimension of in the soil that the plant just has to have. It's going to be full and delicious and all of that.
Well, and actually that's one of the most important lessons that I learned from gardening was the importance of cycles.
Yes.
And that composting is one of those cycles that is often, I mean, it's, some cycles are obviously beautiful, like the budding of a flower.
Yes.
That's obvious, I mean, but there's also a beauty in the decomposing of everything.
Well, that's the thing you have in what I talk about a lot now. I am in my cocoon, and I remember as a boy reaching up and taking hold of a little old brown shell and opening it, and there was the possible butterfly. And that's where I am. I'm now waiting for this shell to be opened and I'll be a butterfly. You change form, you change dimensions, and that's what death is. It's just like birth. And we're all excited about your brother able to see the new life that he and his spouse, he and Jen, are getting ready this next few months, and they can already see the fingers and the toes through that marvelous machine. And that's the greatest miracle of the world, really.
Very true.
A new person. Well, as I open up the shells, I'm getting ready for my translation or my laying aside the cocoon and flying. Of course, I read the other day, imagination is the highest form of kite flying. Let your imagination run wild and reach up.
Well, Grandpa, I have to be honest. I'm going to miss you a lot when you turn into a butterfly.
Well, that's the way life is. It's just as normal as birth. I used to say in sermons, the moment you're born, you begin to die. But you're allotted some time and some talent. And you've developed your talents. Boy, to take hold of those talents and you've been over in Las Vegas this period and learning about the people who live with their minds. The mind is God, I think. God is energy. God is love. God is life. And I feel this life energy flowing through me now. Even at 93, I'm thrilled with going on.
Well,
Thank you.
I'm so honored that we can share these lunches together.
I'm glad we can share with the friends around
and
the
I'm
world.
Glad
they're yours.
I'm glad that you guys can join here with us. This is, I know it's a treat for me. I think it's a treat for you, Grandpa. We get to spread all it over the world.
Oh, that's amazing.
And after we do Hug Nation, I'm going to show you the little the Christmas Day blessing that you remember I recorded you on video?
Yes.
It's now on the internet, and people all over the world have been listening to it.
Oh, no.
When I went to Vegas, people came up to me and said, "Oh, I loved what your grandpa said on Christmas."
Boy.
So your voice and your
amazing
words are spreading out all over the world.
Gee, you can't encompass the privilege and the opportunity and the sense of the weight of your being counting for something.
Well,
that's good.
I'm thankful that you keep spreading your light,
good.
Grandpa.
Well, I'm
let's go ahead and go and migrate to a Hug Nation here. Which is, if you're here with us for the first time, let me explain what we're going to do. We're going to grab ourselves by the shoulder, give a squeeze, look into the chat room here and see the other people. See Tassie and Orphic Art and Simon and Crow Girl. Who else am I missing? And Button Monkey, of course. I'm sorry. And Aaron. Welcome, everyone, and we picture all those people in our head, and as we squeeze, we feel that the arms squeezing us are those people's arms squeezing us. And as we squeeze that body, we're squeezing that body. And then those arms that are squeezing us are the arms of all those strangers we've passed in the hallways and on the road and in the mall. All those people that are so separate from us, it seems, but are actually just a part of us, just one of our brothers and sisters in this big connected life force. And they're giving us a hug as we squeeze because they have no choice. We are a loving being, and if we just open ourselves up to it, we are living in this embrace 24/7 if we can just open our hearts to it. So let's just feel that embrace for a second. And as we squeeze, we're squeezing all those others. And as we are squeezed, we're being squeezed by all those others. Just feeling the embrace, the connection between all of our brothers and sisters.
And my mind reaches out with my eyes of recognition, and I say, welcome, my brother, my sister. I've been writing a talk this week on Martin Luther King Jr., who's the greatest man I have ever met intellectually and doing the things that he accomplished. Of course, next Monday, we'll have a celebration here, and I'll tell about the time that I had him preach at my church in Denver, Martin Luther King, and we put our arms around each other. One of the greatest souls America's ever had, but we haven't accomplished the dream, and there are other dreams we've got to work on. So I'm going to be working all this week on a talk to the people here as we celebrate Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday next Monday.
And so you've hugged Martin Luther King?
I've hugged Martin Luther King Jr.
Day hug. We are joined by Caleb, who has hugged Martin Luther King Jr., so we'll take a little bit of that energy that's residing in you and swirl it around in the spirit of Hug Nation, and think about love and light.
Receive it.
Just sit in that connection for just a moment. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us.
Yes.
Love you, Pastor.
I love you, John, indeed. What a joy to have you here.
And we love you all for joining us. Thank you very much for another Hug Nation. We will see you next Tuesday. Happy New Year.
And I'm told this is our podcasting.
Yes, we are also podcasting now. So if you're watching our podcast, welcome. Thank you. And please, spread that love. So it says, hugs for everyone. Hugs for
beautiful.
Some Hug Nation. Oh, Flutterby came. Julie is here.
Amazing, just to touch people. That's good. 8 seconds. No, I fell down. I shouldn't talk about that.
Sure, yeah. So, yeah, some of the people were worried. You got a little bandage on your hand there.
Yeah, I tried to help, and I shouldn't be carrying a big podium I was carrying, and I tripped and fell, and at 93, I should let the younger people do that. I've got to cut that out. Walk slowly and enjoy the greatness of life all about me. Don't trip on it.
It's got to be tough because you're so capable for 93 that you forget that sometimes the youngin should be carrying the podiums.
I'm going to let them from now on.
All right. Well,
good.
All these people are sending out love towards us. Good. Tassie yells, "Yeah, you got to cut that out, Tassie."
Thank
says.
You, Tassie. Thank you, Tassie. Yeah, thank you. Reeb. blessings on you in every good way today.
Well, thank you for joining us for another Hug Nation. We love you, and we will see you next week. Keep feeling the love. Keep spreading the love. Big love from Grandpa and me today. Mwah!
Amen. Beautiful.